Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, God's Will to Heal. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We're beginning a new series this evening. Is that okay with you? Luke chapter 5, about verse 12. Luke 5 and 12. It came to pass when he, Jesus, was in a certain city, behold, a man full of leprosy, who seeing Jesus fell on his face and besought him, saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. Now here is a man who Dr. Luke, remember Luke was a physician. You know, others just say he had leprosy. Dr. Luke said he was full of leprosy. He gives you more detail. And even today, depending on what is called leprosy, there are situations that men say are incurable. And certainly in this day and age, not only could man not help him, it's a death sentence, but it is also a sentence of being ostracized, being cast out, and not being able to have any fellowship with your family or friends. It's a living death in many ways. And his case is far advanced. He is full of the devilish stuff, this leprosy. Awful. And what did he say? He found Jesus. How many know he's already heading the right direction? I mean, if he found Jesus, and he said something to the master. What did he say? What did he say? If he's talking to Jesus. If you will, you can make me clean. Millions of people who believe in God are right there, aren't they? That have some form of physical problem in their body. Millions. I could name denomination after denomination, and we're not exaggerating. Millions of people who believe in the Lord, who believe in God, who have physical problems, who would like to be healed. If you heard them praying, it might sound identical to this man right here.
That's right.
Oh God, I know you can heal me. What? If you will. Or you can use King James and say, if it be thy will. But same thing. If you will. Now what did Jesus say? Now we're reading the Bible. This man said he's full of leprosy. Incurable. Lord, I know you could heal me if you would. If it was your will. If you would. Jesus, verse 13, are you reading with me? He put forth his hand and touched him. Now that says volumes. The man does not look like anything you want to touch. Did you hear me? His skin is broken, oozing. He looks awful. He probably smells bad. Jesus reaches out his hand. In response to what? Now back up. In response to what? This man coming and saying, Lord, I know you can make me clean of this terrible stuff if you would. Jesus reaches out his hand and puts it on his oozing flesh and says, I will. You be clean. Oh, glory to God. What did he say?
I will.
I will. You be thou clean means you be clean. And what happened? And immediately. Hey. Immediately, this leprosy, this living death, this incurable stuff, departed from him, and he is healed. He is healed. Glory to God. How many believe this really happened? Just like right here, this is no fairy tale. This man lived. Jesus, he met and talked to him. He saw him. This is a historically accurate account.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Yes.
This happened.
Yes.
What's the good news, though? Jesus is the same yesterday and right now. Right now. Right. What if somebody came and fell before the Master in here tonight? If you could see him and you said, Lord, I know you can heal me. If you would. What would he tell them? If he wouldn't tell them the same thing he told this man, then he has changed. Or he's a respecter of persons. Neither of which can be so. Because the Bible said he does not change and he is no respecter of persons. If you believe the Bible, then you have to believe that anybody that's asking this question tonight, anywhere in the earth, Lord, I know you could heal me if you would. Lord, I know you, and please, if it be your will. We have to believe that anybody that's asking that question, if they are listening, we've already got the answer. I will be thou clean. Somebody say, I will.
I will.
What did the Lord say?
I will.
Did he ever say, I won't?
No.
You cannot find even one I won't of anybody ever asking him to be healed. In order for something to be scriptural, what do you have to have for it?
Scripture.
So, you know, there are people that find fault with us and they don't like what we teach about this. But they teach that it's not always God's will to be healed. Where is their scripture? They find fault with us, but where is their scripture? We have scripture where Jesus said to people asking him, I know you can if you will. He's telling them, I will. Where is their scripture telling people, I won't? Where is it? You cannot find it. It does not exist. And yet that is more commonly held and believed than what you and I believe. There are many, many millions more of Christians believe sometimes he will and sometimes he won't than that believe this. I never read where he said I won't. Have you? Can you show me? Can you tell me? I have never read, and I've read it several times. I have never seen where he said, I won't. I do see very clearly, and this is not the only place. I do see it very clearly where he tells a man, I will. So that's my answer. I'm satisfied. If he said, I will then, he's saying, I will now. And he'll say, I will tomorrow. If he said, I will to him, he'll say, I will to you. And I will to me. That's my answer. Glory to God. I'm stirred up tonight. I'm on a mission. We're going to stay with it till we get through. By the Lord's help and grace. And here's the title of our series. God's Will to Heal. God's Will to Heal. What did he say?
I will.
I will. I could just smile about that all night. What did he say?
I will.
I will. And yet, if we could see it, there are so many hundreds of thousands and millions of people in sick beds and hospital rooms begging God, Lord, I know you can.
That's right.
If you would. If it's your will. And they don't know if it's God's will or not. There was a time when I was there. Same place. There was a time when I went around with other ministers and prayed for people. And this is how we prayed. Oh Lord, heal them. If it be thy will. And if not, thy will be done. And thought we were being submissive to the will of God. And thought we were doing what we should be doing. But I don't pray that way anymore. I don't. Any more than I would ever pray for somebody to get born again and say, Lord, save them if it be thy will. I don't pray that way. Why? Because I have discovered his will. I have found his will. And it's his will, it is not his will that any should perish. It is his will that all should come to repentance and to the knowledge, the saving knowledge of the Master. How do I know that? I got Bible for it. I got scripture for it. So I never pray for anybody, if it be thy will, to be saved. Do you? Never. Nor do I ever pray for anybody to be healed with an if it be thy will. For I have found in the same Bible. In the same Bible. And not just in this one verse. Oh, you just hold on to your notebook. We loaded for bear. Are you going to believe with me?
Yes.
We're going to stay on this until any remote thought of doubt about God's will for your healing is going to be like a long distant dream. It's going to be gone so far that it'll be hard for you to ever remember that you'd question the will of God.
Hallelujah.
About healing. Now, if you think you don't agree with this so far, fine. But stay with us. You're not scared, are you? Stay with us.
Amen.
And prepare your case. And put your scriptures together. Now, do you know what I mean about saying people feel like we have to prove what we believe? Well, they do too. You prove to us from the Bible why it's not God's will for us to be healed. How can you ascertain the will of God? This is a big question. How can we, not just for healing, but for anything. How can we find the will of God? There are so many people who talk about it so mysteriously. Oh, if we only knew the will of God, if we could find the will of God, well, how are you going to find it? And how are you going to know you got it when you get it? How can you know the will of God?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, How to Find the Will of God, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R2002A. That's R2002A. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.